This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
God's love is total, says Paul. It reaches every corner of our experience, and it is long. It continues the length of our lives. It is deep. It reaches to the depths of discouragement, to our despair, and even to death. And it certainly is wide, because it covers the breadth of our own experience, and it reaches out to the whole world. Moreover, and lastly, it is high. It rises to the heights of our celebration and our elation. When you feel shut out, when you feel isolated, remember, you can never be lost in God's love. For another hymn to God's immeasurable and inexhaustible love, now we can read the words of Paul in Romans 8, 38 and 39. But today, we're in Ephesians, Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus, and we're going to pick it up, chapter 3, verse 16. Chapter 3, verse 16, where we left off last week, and it says that out of his glorious unlimited resources, he'll give you the mighty inner strengthening of his Holy Spirit. Verse 17, and I pray that Christ will be more and more at home in your hearts, living within you as you trust in him. And may your roots go down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love, that Christ may dwell in your hearts. That Christ will be more and more at home in your heart. You know, there's a big difference in visiting God on Sunday mornings and, you know, him living in you all week long, isn't there? Now, maybe you're saying, hey, but I thought the Holy Spirit comes into all of us as believers. And you know what? That's correct. If you're born again today, the Holy Spirit will come to you. But that doesn't mean he's in control. No, that's up to you. Sadly, sometimes, every step of the way. This is the difference between being in the presence of the Holy Spirit and what we within the church refer to as being baptized in the Holy Spirit. You know, immersed, overwhelmed, under the control of. 2 Corinthians 6:16, Paul says there, "For you are the temple of the living God. Even as God said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God and they'll be my people." And in John 15:5, the apostle said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who remains in me and I in him bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing, Jesus says. He dwells in our hearts through our faith, through the practice of our faith. And the bottom line in this is this, does he have the throne of your life? I mean, is he in control? Is he a guest or is he the owner? Now, what's the practical side of all this? If we want this, if we want that kind of relationship and experience with him, how do we attain that? Well, we must be both rooted and grounded in God's love. Now, that kind of language speaks of commitment. It speaks of being all in, selling out, if you will. Now, a tree doesn't just decide one day to walk away, does it? No, because that tree is vested. It made a commitment, if you will. It's permanent. Now, maybe it's smarter than we are, knowing that unless it does make that kind of a commitment, it'll die. But let's face it, untold multitudes of believers today are just, I don't know, kind of fluttering around out there in the breeze. Every little draft, and they're off course. It's not like they have no feelings towards God. It's not that they're without a desire to know their Redeemer. The problem is, rather, that they're just simply not hunkered down. They have no commitment. Many of us, well, logistically speaking, practically speaking, still have our foot in the door of the world. And when we do that, we're never quite committed like we should be. We think, well, we'll retreat if the battle gets intense, right? And the problem is the battle will get intense. Now, Paul the Apostle tells us that our root must be in the love of Christ. Now, there's nothing particularly complicated about this issue. When we fail to commit, it is simply because we do not love Jesus enough. Did you follow that? When we fail to commit, it's simply because we just do not love Jesus enough. Now, maybe that's because we don't understand his love for us. Maybe we don't understand the magnitude of what he has done for us to bring us to this state of being and for the have the salvation of our souls, our lives, and our eternity. Maybe we don't really grasp the level of what we are being given. Now, throughout the book of Ephesians, this issue of heart, well, it comes up again and again. This issue's not about confession or about belief that I'm speaking of to you today. It's about living. Our attitudes and our very actions speak louder than our words. I leave you with this quote today. Pastor Wayne Barber said this, "If you're not being strengthened in the inner man with power by the Spirit of God, it is very obvious that you are not making Christ at home in your heart." Why? Because Christ in his Spirit that lives there. If you are living a lifestyle that is not pleasing to him, if you are grieving him, then no wonder you're discouraged or defeated or generally a mess, spiritually speaking. No wonder your life is falling apart. There is a very basic truth in Scripture, and when you come to grips with it, it becomes very understandable what victory is all about. You have already received Jesus into your life. You say, "I want to walk in the fullness of what he has to offer. Where do I start?" It starts when you realize how weak you are and how desperate we all are to tap into his strength. You see, weakness is an absolute necessity if you're going to be strengthened in the inner man by the Spirit of God. God brings people and circumstances into your life that will cause you to get down on your face and say, "Oh God, I can't." He says, "That's right, I never said you could. But I can. I always said I would. Now tap into me. Appropriate what is already yours."
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.